those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Skagway Panther basketball live from Yakutat. We're here at halftime in the girls' game. The score there at the end of the second quarter was Yakutat 26, Skagway 8. And the game will resume here in about 5 minutes. For today's weather in the Taya Inlet and Klondike Highway, there's a strong wind through this morning. Today, sunny, windy, highs around 38, ranging to around 28 near White Pass, with a northeast wind 20 to 30 miles per hour. That wind's going to decrease to 15 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. And tonight in Skagway, mostly clear, lows around 26, ranging to around 10 above near White Pass. For the Haynesboro and Lynn Canal, today, sunny, highs around 37. Northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour with light winds along the Haynes Highway. Tonight in Haynes, partly cloudy, lows 15 to 25, ranging to around 7 above near the border. We've got a northwest wind here in Haynes, 10 to 20 miles per hour. And in the marine forecast, a weak weather front will move northwest across the central and eastern Gulf tonight and tomorrow. High pressure over British Columbia will continue to produce offshore flow across southeast Alaska with generally dry weather through Wednesday. In local waters, there is a small craft advisory tonight. Today, north wind 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And then tonight, north wind increasing to 25 knots late, seas at 5 feet. Anyone listening to KHNS, if you haven't filled out the community survey yet, we're trying to gather feedback for long-term planning. We need your participation. The survey is quick and easy, and it's available online until Tuesday, March 4th. If you just go to the KHNS website, you can click on the link. And if you prefer to call the station, you can, and we can get you a printed version if you're not an online person. For more information, please call 766-2020 or 983-2853. That's a community survey for long-term planning, and basketball fans, we need your input about what you think about KHNS basketball broadcasting. So if you could give us a minute of your time, it is pretty quick and easy. We've just got a couple minutes here, and then we're going to hand it back to Cindy O'Daniel in Yakutat, who's calling the game live for us. And once again, the score there at the end of the second quarter was Skagway 8, Yakutat 26. We're halfway through the girls' game, and the boys' game will follow. Both are being aired live this afternoon. Whenever Cindy is ready and the game gets underway, we're going to hand it back to her. And thanks so much for tuning in to live Panther basketball here on KHNS.
Their locker rooms. We've got about 2 minutes and 15 seconds left on the clock here.
Just like to remind everyone one more time that Skagway Panther Basketball is brought to you in part by the members of KHNS and by the Skagway Fraternal Order of Eagles number 25 and Eagles Auxiliary, the Close Rush and Broadway Video, the Red Onion, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, the Municipality of Skagway, the Skagway Brewing Company, and Dr. Jared L. Erickson Family Dentistry. Alaska Power and Telephone proudly supports Panther Basketball as well. And we'd like to thank all our Panther supporters. If you're interested in supporting Panther basketball for the regional tournament, call Leslie at 983-2853.
Sounds like the scorekeepers are calling for the teams. We've got just under 1 minute left to go and no sign of either team. They're still having their halftime meetings. Here comes Skagway. Looks like Yakutat's making their way out of the locker room. So we've got just under 30 seconds left to go for the start of the second half. The score so far is Yakutat 27, Skagway 8. So far, just two team fouls for Skagway Hannah with one and Zoe Wassman with the other. And scoring for Skagway today so far, and these are unofficial stats kept by me up here in the booth. Hannah's got two, Jade's got two, Zoe with two, and then Kara Whitehead also with two. Skagway started out strong in that first half. They were playing great defense, passing the ball well. And then Yakutat really picked up that diamond press, and they were struggling to get through it, so they had quite a few turnovers there at the second part of that half. So Skagway's going to inbound the ball to start the second half. Everybody's getting set up on the court. We've got both teams out there. She inbounds to Haley Jensen. Haley Jensen up the top of the key, passes over to Hannah. Little ball fake back to Haley, over to Hannah. She finds Zoe at the high post looking for Jade right at the free throw line. It's batted away by Yakutat, so it's still Skagway ball out of bounds. Underneath the Skagway basket, Haley's going to inbound. Haley with the ball, looking for somebody open. She finds Zoe, but Zoe can't quite catch it. Zoe wasn't quite ready for that pass. It got tied up. The loose ball got tied up, and so it's Yakutat's ball. Yakutat inbounds to Casilla. Over to Kiara. She dribbles up to the top of the key. Over to Sarah Newland. Casilla Adams over at the other side of the court. Back up to Kiara Lord at the top of the key. Over to Sarah Newland. Back over to Casilla Adams. They're really stretching that defense. She gets it to Karina Bell. Zoe Wassman with a steal. She swats away from Karina Bell. Gives it over to Haley Jensen. They're going to wait for that offense to get back down the court. Haley's at the top of the key being tightly guarded by Casilla Adams. She's going to look for Hannah down there on the baseline, but can't quite find her. Sarah Newland's in the way. Gets it over to Zoe. Back up to Haley at the top of the key. They're going to reset. Haley's dribbling, looking for somebody open. Almost loses the ball. Tries to get it to Hannah. Off Hannah's feet, back to Haley. To Zoe, and then she gets it to Jade down low. Jade puts it up for two, but nothing. And then Yakutat with the rebound. Skagway's hustling back on defense. Yakutat brings the ball up. Kiara Lord with the ball up at the top of the key. She gets it over to Casilla Adams, clear across the court to Sarah Newland, who's wide open but opts not to shoot. Back over to Casilla Adams, who's pretty open. Over to Karina Bell down low. She passes it back up to the top of the key. Out over to Sarah Newland behind the three-point line. She puts it up but nothing. Rebound Haley Jensen. Haley's going to bring the ball up. Finds Zoe Wassman at the free throw line extended. Tries to pass to Hannah. Can't quite get it there, but Hannah gets it to Haley by tipping it away. So Haley's got the ball at the top of the key. She tries to get it to Zoe. They're just not passing well. Haley recovers, gets it to Hannah, who passes to Kara. Couple fakes back over to Haley at the top of the key. They've got Hannah, tries to get it to Hannah. She's fouled. Sarah Newland was going to try to intercept the pass, but she knocks Hannah down in the process. So we've got a foul on Sarah Newland. Hannah's going to inbound the ball right at the half-court mark. Yakutat makes a substitution. Karina Bell sits out. Grace Pate comes into the game for Yakutat. Haley gets the inbound pass. Looks for Jade at the high post. Jade's going to dribble down low. Can't quite get there. Grace is pretty tall. Gets it up to Haley, down to Zoe. Zoe tries to make a move to the basket, but she's defended too well, so she kicks it back out to Haley. Haley is dribbling the ball. She gets it to Hannah. Sarah Newland does exactly the same thing again. She's going for the ball. There, she's just not quite getting there. She knocks Hannah down. She gets one more foul called on her. So Hannah's going to inbound. She gets it to Jade, back to Hannah, up to Haley at the top of the key. Haley's going to dribble in, looking for somebody open to Hannah. Hannah finds Jade down low. Nice little spin move by Jade. She puts it up, but can't quite get it to go in. But Zoe gets the rebound and the putback for 2 points. So 2 points for Zoe Wassman. Yakutat's bringing the ball up. Cassia Adams with the ball. Passes over to Kiar Lord at the three-point line. She takes a deep three, and it goes in and out. Zoe with the rebound. She's going to dribble, then get it to Haley. Haley brings it across half court, setting up the offense. Oh, Haley picks up the dribble up by half court. She needs somebody to help out, and she travels. So Yakutat's going to inbound right about the half court mark. Cassia Adams is going to inbound. Kiara Lord, she dribbles across the half court line, gets it over to Cassia Adams, back to Kiara Lord at the top of the key. She dribbles around the defense, tries to find Grace at the bottom of the key, and Grace puts it up and in for two. Zoe inbounds to Hannah, and Hannah's supposed to pass back to her, but Zoe is just not ready for it. It hits her in the back. Yakutat with a recovery, but then a steal by Kara, and then it's knocked out of bounds by Yakutat. Skagway's just not taking care of the ball. Hannah's going to inbound underneath the Skagway basket. It was knocked out of bounds by Yakutat. Hannah's got the ball. She's going to inbound, looking for somebody open. She finds Jade down low. Jade takes a couple dribbles, gets to Haley at the top of the key. Haley is dribbling around, tightly guarded by Cassia Adams. We've got Jade at the high post. It gets knocked away from her. She's trying to make a move, and she gets Haley at the free throw line, and she was almost open, but not quite fast enough. Kara's got the ball, and she tries to get it taken away. Gets tied up as a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Skagway. Hannah's going to inbound the ball on the sideline. She gets it into Haley at the top of the key. Offense is getting set up. Haley finds Jade at the high post. She tries to get it up. She's fouled. She's fouled on... No, they call that one a pass. I think Jade was a little undecided. It could have been a shot, but we're not sure. Wait, they're changing their mind now. It was a foul on the shot, so Jade's going to the line for two. So Jade gets the ball for the first free throw. She puts it up and in. 4 minutes, 12 seconds left in the third quarter. Yakutat 28, Skagway 11. Zoe with the rebound. She gets it out to Haley. She's going to bring it back up to the top of the key to reset. Haley's going to dribble around looking for somebody open, looking for Hannah. Back to Haley. Haley dribbles in and kicks it back out to Kara Whitehead. Kara with the ball up to Haley at the top of the key. Hannah was wide open down low. Haley just didn't see her. So Hannah pops out. Haley passes to Hannah. Hannah's looking for Jade down low. Jade gets the ball. She goes up. She travels. It was a good move. She just didn't get the ball down quite quick enough. So Yakutat's going to inbound under the Skagway basket. 3 minutes, 45 seconds left. Yakutat 28, Skagway 11. Cassia Adams with the ball. Dribbling at the top of the key, passes to Sarah Newland, over to Cassia Adams, over to Kiara Lord, who tries to pass down to their post. They lose the handle. Yakutat recovers, but then steps on the... Sorry, they called a foul. It's sort of hard to tell what they're calling down there, so the foul's on Zoe Wassman. But it's on the ground, so Yakutat's going to inbound at the baseline. She gets into Kiara Lord. Hannah's tightly guarding her. Over to Cassia Adams, finds Janie Jensen over to number 31, who puts it up for lay-in, misses, gets her own rebound, and puts it back up for two. Score is now Yakutat 30, Skagway 11, 3 minutes, 15 seconds left. Skagway's going to have to battle this press one more time. Hannah inbounds to Haley, then to Hannah. Hannah's double-teamed. She gets it to Jade beyond the half-court line. Jade's going to just take it all the way in. She tries to pass to Kara, who's wide open, but Kara can't handle it. She tips it back into Yakutat. Yakutat's going to fast break. Kasia Adams takes it all the way down, passes over to Kiara Lohrer. That was a nice pass. Kiara puts it up for, and in for two. So Hannah's going to inbound to Haley, back to Hannah, over to Zoe, and Zoe recovers. She's going to take it all the way down. She picks up the dribble up to Haley at the top of the key, and they're going to reset. Gets it to Jade at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Haley at the top of the key. And Haley tries to get to Hannah and then finds Jade down low. Jade's got a nice little post move, and she's fouled. Jade's going to go back to the line. Fouls on number 31 for Yakutat. Jade gets the ball for free throw number one. And she puts the ball up and in. Karina Bell subs in. Sarah Newland comes out. Jade gets the ball for free throw number two. She puts that one up. And that's just short. Yakutat with the rebound. Yakutat's going to bring the ball up. Kiara Lohrer with the ball up to Cassie Adams at the top of the key, over to number 34, all the way across the court to Kiara Lohrer. She's going to pull it back out. Up to Cassie Adams at the top of the key. She's going to dribble. And she sort of knocks Hannah down, but there's no call there. She helps her up, stops the play a little. Zoe with the rebound. Number 10 takes a shot. Zoe gets the rebound and then passes to Hannah. Hannah's smarting a little bit. Haley with the ball. Passes over to Zoe. Then to Haley. Finds Jade at the free throw line. She's going to take a couple dribbles and try to get it up and in, and she's fouled by Karina Bell. So Jade's going to go to the line for two more free throws. 1 minute and 49 seconds left in the third period. Yakutat 32, Skagway 12. First free throw is up. And good. Oh, we've got some kids dribbling the ball on the court, so the referees are asking them to stop. So Jade gets the ball for free throw number two. And that one goes up. And it's long. Hannah with the rebound and the putback. She misses, and it's tipped out of bounds by Yakutat. So it's going to remain Skagway ball under the Skagway basket. 1 minute, 46 seconds left. Yakutat 32, Skagway 13. Hannah's going to inbound under the Skagway basket. She gets it to Haley at the top of the key. They're going to set up that offense. Haley's dribbling around. She finds Hannah down low on the baseline. Hannah puts it up for two. Oh, in and out. Yakutat with the rebound. Cassie Adams is going to push the ball to the floor. Hannah intercepts that pass for a nice steal. Hannah's going to push the ball at the court. And then she'll wait for all her players to come in. She finds Jade down low. Jade's in a couple of dribbles, nice little dribble. She puts it up for two, but she misses. Hannah with another steal. Hannah to Haley. Offense is setting up. Over to Zoe. Up to Kara, who looked like she was going to take a really deep three there, but decided not to. That's probably a good decision. She passes out to Haley. Haley dribbles back around, looks for Hannah at the baseline. Hannah's got the ball, looking for Jade down low. Oh, Jade dribbles off her foot. So the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Yakutat ball under the Skagway basket. Yakutat makes a couple more substitutions. They got a lot of girls on their bench, so they can keep fresh legs. 56 seconds left in the quarter. Yakutat 32, Skagway 13. Cassia Adams with the ball, bringing it up the court. She's dribbling at the top of the key over to Kiara Lohrer. Back up to Cassia Adams. Over to number 34, she loses the handle but regains control. Back to Cassia Adams. Kiara Lohrer's wide open for a three. She puts it up, but it's short. Yakutat with the rebound. Kicks it back up to Cassia Adams at the top of the key. Back over to Kiara Lohrer. Up to Cassia Adams. Back over to Kiara Lohrer. She's open again. She's going to take another one. That one goes in. So that's a three-pointer for Kiara Lohrer. The score is now Yakutat 35, Skagway 13. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Hannah inbounds to Zoe, who almost loses the handle, but she regains control and then gets it to Haley. So they're going to set the offense up. Haley's got the ball, dribbling at the top of the key, over to Hannah, looking for Jade down low. That was a pretty good pass, but Yakutat got their hands on it, and they got a steal, a fast break, but then they lose control, and the ball goes out of bounds on Yakutat underneath the Yakutat basket. So Hannah's going to inbound, gets it into Haley, and then time expires. So that's the end of the third quarter. Yakutat 35, Skagway with 13. Yakutat's got 5 team fouls, Skagway with only 1. And so the scoring for the game so far, we've got Hannah with 2, Jade's got 5, all of them free throws. Zoe Wassman with 4 points, and then Kara Whitehead with 2. The only fouls we have for Skagway so far, Hannah's got 1. Zoe's got 2 on her. So we've got lots of fouls to give if we feel like we want to do that. The girls were looking much better at the start of that second half. Taking care of the ball a little bit better. They're doing a better job of looking for the ball so that if it's passed to them, it doesn't hit them in the back, which is always a good thing. Referees are calling for the teams to come back out so we can get this fourth quarter underway. Again, the score, Yakutat 35, Skagway 13. 8 minutes left to play in this ball game. Last conference games of the year for Skagway girls, and then it's going to be off to regionals. Regionals tournament is March 5th through the 8th in Ketchikan. The Our Lord inbounds the ball to Kasia Adams. Kasia's dribbling at the top of the key over to Kiara Lord. Back up to Kasia Adams. She's going to drive in. She stops, puts it up for 2, and that's in and out. Rebound Zoe Wassman. Gets the ball to Hannah, up to Haley. No pressure by Yakutat right now. Haley dribbles across half court. Gets the ball into Jade at the free throw line. It's tied up by Kasia Adams, so that's going to be a jump ball. That should be Skagway ball. Hannah's going to inbound at the sideline right around half court. Gets it into Haley. Back to Hannah. Looking for Jade down low. Not quite there. Back up to Haley to reset. Over to Kara. Kara, nice little ball fake, dribbles around. She gets it back to Haley, who's at the top of the key. Reset the offense. Hannah's got a nice little fake. She puts the ball up for 2, and it goes in. 7 minutes, 15 seconds left. Yakutat's taking their time getting the ball up the court. 35, Yakutat, 15, Skagway. Number 34 puts the shot up for Yakutat, and Zoe with the rebound. And then over to Hannah, to Haley. No pressure by Yakutat. Haley's bringing the ball across half court. Now she's picked up by Kasia Adams. Looking for somebody open, finds Hannah on the baseline. Looking for Zoe down low. Back out to Hannah. She's wide open. She goes up for 2, but misses long. Loose ball, and Jade recovers the rebound. Nice hustle, Jade. Gets it to Haley at the top of the key. Over to Hannah. Looks for Jade at the free throw line extended. Up to Hannah. Hannah's going to shoot a 3. Oh, in and out. That was a good shot. Rebound, Yakutat. They're going to take their time. Kasia Adams has the ball at the top of the key. She's going to make a little move, passes out to the baseline across to Kiara Lord on the other side of the court. She puts it up for 2, and that goes in. 6 minutes, 13 seconds left in the game. 37, Yakutat. 15, Skagway. Hannah inbounds. They're still fighting that diamond press to Haley, to Hannah, and they get it to Kara across half court. Kara's going to take a few dribbles back to Hannah. Over to Haley. They're going to set the offense up. Haley's dribbling around looking for Hannah. She passes to Hannah. Gets Jade down low. Jade's going to take a little dribble. Finds Zoe at the free throw line. Zoe puts it up. No good. And Zoe ties it up with one of the Yakutat players, so it's a jump ball. That's going to be a possession arrow goes to Yakutat, so they're going to inbound under the Skagway basket. Sarah Newland just comes in for Jasmine Long. Kasia Adams with the ball. She's just about to dribble across half court. Taking their time with their offense. Finds Jensen down low. Back to Kasia Adams. Up to Kiara Lord at the top of the key. Finds number 52 down low. She puts it up for 2, but that's no good. Zoe Wassman with the rebound. And the shooter is trying to come in to get that rebound and foul Zoe. So it's one more foul for Yakutat. So that's 16 fouls, one more for them, and we'll be in the bonus. Anna's going to inbound under Yakutat basket. Again, working to fight that press. into Jade, then back to Hannah, over to Haley, finds Jade across half court. Jade's going to take it all the way in. And she's called for a blocking foul by number 52 on Yakutat. So Jade's going to go to the line for 1-on-1. Unless they're calling it, oh, they call it on the shot. So Jade gets a chance at 2 right here. She gets the ball. First one goes up, and it's too long off the back of the rim. Yakutat makes another substitution. Jade gets the ball for free throw attempt number 2. She puts the ball up, and that one's good. 5 minutes left in the game, 37 Yakutat, Skagway 16. Yakutat's going to set up their offense, taking their time, passing the ball around, over to Casilla, to Kiara. Over to Grace down low. She finds Casilla wide open on the other side of the court. And Casilla puts it up for 2, but misses. Hannah with the rebound. Over to Jade. Back to Hannah. She's going to take the ball up, passes it to Haley. Haley comes across half court. Dribbles at the top of the key, over to Zoe. Zoe takes a long 2 and misses. Yakutat with the rebound. Skagway is going to hustle back on defense. Yakutat's taking their time. Kiara Lord at the top of the key. Over to Casilla. Clear over the side of the court. Up to, oh, and Haley gets a steal. And she tries to pass to Hannah, but there's a Yakutat player right in front of her. Sarah Newland recovers the ball. She stops. Not sure what she's going to do. And Jade ties her up. That's a jump ball. So it's going to be Skagway ball under the Yakutat basket. Yakutat makes another substitution. Hannah to inbound. Against Yakutat's press. Tries to get to Haley. It's batted away by Yakutat. So Skagway will retain possession. Hannah's going to inbound. Looking for somebody to get open. And she passes to Zoe, but Zoe had a couple Yakutat players on her. So Yakutat gets the steal. Kiara Lord at the top of the key, over to Sarah Newland, up at the top to Kiara Lord again, back over to number 52 for Yakutat, back over to Sarah Newland, into number 21, she's at the free throw line extended, and she puts that in for 2. And Hannah's going to inbound to Haley, over to Hannah, to Haley, to Haley, to Hannah, and then she finds Zoe on the other side of the half-court line. That little system seems to work for them. Haley's going to set up the offense to Hannah. She finds Jade at the free throw line, takes a couple dribbles and has the ball stripped away. Yakutat on the fast break. Skagway defense is down pretty quickly. Over to Sarah Newland, finds Kiara Lord at the block. Kiara puts it up for 2 but misses the layup. Karis Whitehead with the rebound. She gets it to Hannah, then to Haley. Haley's bringing it across half court. Looks for Jade at the free throw line. Jade takes a couple dribbles, puts it up, and she misses, but she's fouled. Fouled by number 31. So Jade, yet again, gets a couple more free throw attempts. First one's up, and it's in. So we've got 3 minutes and 13 seconds left in the game. 39, Yakutat. Skagway with 17. Yakutat makes another substitution. And Jade gets the ball for free throw number 2. She puts it up, and that one doesn't even hit the rim. She seems to have rushed her shot a little bit there. 3 minutes, 13 seconds left. 39-17, Yakutat with the lead. Yara Lord is bringing the ball up. She gets it across half court. Taking their time, waiting for the offense to set up. She passes to Sarah Newland. Then over to number 52. Jade's going to guard her tightly. They kick it back up, but then Haley gets a steal from Haley to Hannah. Hannah's going to bring the ball up. Gets it across half court. Looking for somebody open. She finds Jade at the free throw line who tries to go up, but then she's fouled again. It's on the ground this time, so it'll be 1-on-1. We're hoping she makes the front end here. Give herself a chance for 2 points. 2 minutes, 49 seconds left. 39-17, Yakutat with the lead. Jay puts the ball up and misses up wide. Yakutat with the rebound. They're going to bring the ball up, taking their time, setting their offense up. Kiara Lord with the ball. Nobody's going to guard her, so she'll just shoot. And she misses. Zoe with the rebound. She tries to pass to Hannah, but there's a Yakutat player on her, so it goes right to Yakutat. Over to Danny Go. Back down low. They kick it back out. And Yakutat wants a timeout. So we've got 2 minutes, 23 seconds left in the game. Yakutat with 39, Skagway with 17. Yakutat's got 9 team fouls, Skagway with just 1. So if Yakutat fouls one more time, Skagway will be in the double bonus, shooting 2 free throws for each foul committed. So far scoring for Skagway, we've got Hannah with 4, Jade's got 6, all of them free throws, Zoe with 4, and then Kara still has 2 points for Skagway. Both teams take the floor. Yakutat is going to inbound on the sideline. Yakutat's inbound of the ball. They find a player right at the free throw line, and she splits 2 defenders. She puts the ball up, but doesn't go in. Jade gets the rebound. Jade with the ball to Haley. Haley's going to dribble up. No pressure by Yakutat right now. Haley's at the top of the key. Passes to Zoe right at the 3-point line. Tries to get it to Jade, but she's got 3 Yakutat players right there. I'm not sure how that pass was going to work, but Yakutat gets the ball, and they're going to set that offense up. They're dribbling around, getting themselves all set up. Kiara Lord's got the ball just outside the 3-point line, back up to the top of the key. Looks like we have another timeout called. It's a full minute timeout. So we've got a minute and 43 seconds left in the game. Yakutat has 39, Skagway has 17. Coach O'Daniel's down there talking about passing and maybe throwing some fakes, taking care of the ball. It's not a hot potato. Of course, that's the Cindy O'Daniel way to play basketball. You get the ball, you either shoot or pass. That's not the right way. Waiting for the coaches to get their teams all figured out for this last minute and 43 seconds in the game. Buzzer indicating it's time to get rolling. Al Weber comes out onto the floor for Kara Whitehead. Al's been doing a good job on defense for Skagway when she gets out on the court. Yakutat's going to inbound on the sideline. Number 1, Faith Johnson is going to inbound the ball to Cassia Adams. She's going to let the offense have time to set up. Dribbles at the top of the key. Over to Faith Johnson. Down low to number 24. And she travels. She had some happy feet there jumping around. Yakutat takes that press off. Hannah inbounds to Haley. She's at the top of the key. She's going to dribble in, find Zoe. And then Zoe gets it to Jade, who's down low. She puts it up for 2. Can't get it to go in, but Yakutat knocks the ball out of bounds. So that's going to be Skagway ball under the Skagway basket. Haley Jensen's going to inbound. Finds Jade right down low. And Jade travels. So Yakutat's going to inbound under the Skagway basket. 1 minute, 23 seconds to go. Cassia Adams is dribbling the ball in, waiting for the offense to set up. She tries to find Karina Bell down at the baseline, but that is just too high for her, and it goes out of bounds. So it's going to be Skagway ball. They're going to inbound on the sideline. down on the Yakutat end of the court. Haley Jensen brings the ball up. She gets it across the half-court line. Over to Zoe, into Jade at the free throw line, over to Al. Al tries to shoot, but it's blocked. And Yakutat recovers the ball. They're going to fast break. She tries to get it to Cassie Adams, but she just can't quite get the handle, and she puts it up for two but misses. And Haley goes down for the rebound, and it's tied up. So that's a jump ball. It's going to be Yakutat ball under the Yakutat basket. 53 seconds left to go. Cassia to inbound the ball. Tries to get it to Faith Johnson, but she just loses possession. And it's kind of a silly little thing there. So Skagway's going to get the ball. Hannah gets it into Haley. Haley across the court to Hannah. To Jade down low. Jade's going to take a nice power dribble. She puts it up for two, but it just doesn't quite go in. Yakutat's taking their time with the ball, setting up the offense. Haley almost gets a steal, but then blocks the shot of the Yakutat person that got the ball. So that's good defense by Haley. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Haley, so it's Yakutat ball under their basket. Cassia's going to inbound to Karina Bell at the free lower line. She takes a shot, but no good. And Karina gets her own rebound, puts it in for two, but misses. Cassia Adam gets the rebound and the putback for two. 22 seconds left in the game, 41 Yakutat, Skagway 17. Haley Jensen's bringing the ball up. She's at the top of the key, dribbles in towards the basket and then back out. She finds Hannah at the baseline. Hannah puts it up for two, and that's good. 9 seconds left in the game, 41 Yakutat, Skagway 19. Yakutat with the ball. I think they're just going to run the clock out. Cassia Adams takes a long-range shot from almost the half court, and that's the end of the game. Final score, Yakutat 41, Skagway 19. The girls played really good. That was a great effort. That diamond press is just tough for them, especially when, you know, they have a tough time getting those passes off to the open Panthers. So next up we have the Skagway boys. Let's see how much time they put on the clock to give them for a warm-up. I'm not really sure, so I'll just go ahead and send it back to KHNS, and we'll be back to you in a little bit with the boys' game. Thank you. Oh, 20 minutes.
Thanks, Cindy. So the boys' game will start here in 20 minutes. That'll be right around 2:30. You are listening to Skagway Panther Basketball Live from Yakutat. The score there at the end of the girls' game was Yakutat 41, Skagway 19. Skagway Panther Basketball is underwritten in part by The Clothes Rush, open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., supporting the Panthers all season. And Alaska Power and Telephone proudly supporting another great year of Panther basketball. If you are a business and you're interested in underwriting Panther basketball for the regionals tournament, which is March 5th through 8th in Ketchikan, you can call Leslie at 983-2853. One last time, our Panther basketball underwriters are the Skagway Fraternal Order of Eagles, number 25 in Eagles Auxiliary, the Clothes Rush and Broadway Video, the Red Onion, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, the Municipality of Skagway, the Skagway Brewing Company, Dr. Jared L. Erickson Family Dentistry, and Alaska Power and Telephone. Thanks so much to all our Panther supporters. You are tuned into live Panther basketball coverage here on KHNS, proudly serving Haynes, Skagway, and Clequan. Tomorrow in Skagway, the Skagway Volunteer Fire Department and the Skagway Rec Center are teaming up to bring you Skagway's first annual Avalanche Beacon Derby. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Participants can just show up or sign up at the rec center. There will be a grand prize awarded at the Backcountry Bash on Saturday, March 15th. So that's an Avalanche Beacon Derby, and it's tomorrow night at 7. You can just show up at the rec center or call 983-2679 for more information. And Skagway Panther basketball listeners, if you haven't filled out the KHNS community survey yet, we're gathering feedback to use for long-term planning, and we need your participation. It's a quick and easy survey, and you can find it online at www.khns.org. You just click on the link that says take the survey, or you can call the station and find out how to get a printed version. That's a KHNS community survey, and we want basketball listeners' feedback. So if you have any questions, call 983-2853 or 766-2020 from Haynes.